generosity. Each year, for a week, we host Fund Drive, our annual fundraising campaign that augments our budget and supports our operations. It is thanks to you that we can rise higher and reach further.
With Canada's health system under strain, going digital can help heal our healthcare. From virtual visits for everyday concerns, to faster, more accurate diagnostics powered by AI, technology is transforming care. Digital Health Canada supports the people and innovations behind this change. Learn more at digitalhealthcanada.com and subscribe to our podcast.
CJSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Makassa, Mano Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. Have we got a treat in store for you.
Good morning, good morning. Yes, we do have a treat today. Today we are doing another one of the pop-up poetry events, something that was started within this show, the Saluau Show. Saluau, you know, is where my guest and I speak up so that people can listen up and act upon what they've heard. One of the things we're so happy is that as we've done the pop-ups, there have been people coming both from Vancouver, Los Angeles, and other parts of the world sharing a poem. I'd like to say that CJSF broadcast on the unceded lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people who have made us stewards of this place since time immemorial, and our station in particularly works toward reconciliation rights, and we work toward featuring stories, programs, internships to Indigenous and BIPOC people who sometimes are left out of the other mainstream media. Now we're going to start into our pop-up with a local artist who is going to tell us, introduce himself. He is also one of the people that is a salesperson with Megaphone.
Hi, my name's Lance, and I don't consider myself a salesperson right now, but I've been doing a lot of writing for Megaphone, and one of the, we recently had an article, and sort of the most recent issue of Megaphone was focused on climate change in our neighborhood, in the downtown East Side, how it affects us in terms of how we sometimes lack the resources or even the ability to get access to, for example, I would say, access to cooling, being able to keep cool in the light of all the climate change. Anyways, so amongst the storm, the poem I'm about to read, I call it Calm. So it's somewhat funny because in such an urban environment, this is more, the poem was inspired by me imagining what it would like to be calm.
All right.
Okay, thank you. So I'm just going to go ahead. Calm. I wish I were a tree, standing steadily, branches overflowing, birds nesting, a container for life. Life's oxygen, air purifier, bearing fruit, sometimes in abundance. I do not stand alone. The wind keeps my branches aerated, water, condensation, morning dew, filters to the earth, supported by earthworms, tilling the soil, rich in minerals, sustaining my roots. I stand quietly and still, pulsating life all around me. Within calmness, I am loved.
I calmly loved that poem. Lance, would someone like to give some riff? There is Cynthia.
I love the philosophy, your philosophy of calm, and how that philosophy comes through to the readers and listeners, how well you read, and the specific details, but especially the philosophy you start with and bring to life. Thank you so much for that gift.
Thank you.
Is there another?
I want to add a word about, I wrote a poem called I Am a Tree, and it carries the exact same philosophy, and that is that the tree is a living being having the same experience living as every other, everything else does in the world. So thank you for another poem called I Am a Tree. I Calm, but for me it's I Am a Tree.
Right, thank you. Now, Mary is going to share. She has a costume that goes with hers. May not be able to see it, but we're going to hear it. We are operating, we're pioneering here. We've got people at home, and we have people in the studio, and it's a small studio, so lots of loving energy happening here.
Hi, I'm Mary Soyce. I am also associated with The Megaphone. It's a good newspaper. Today, I will be singing the poem The Albatross. This poem was written by Elise Roberts from the Treasure Box Puppet Theater, and this is where I get my costume, including my plastic bag boa. At any rate, The Albatross was a bird well-loved by sailors in the Middle Ages. Something to do with winds, maybe. Now, this is the albatross, looking around at our toxic environment, going, eh, is this any way to treat a good and loyal friend? The albatross can fly around the globe in 46 days. So let's keep that albatross machine flying, and ourselves. The albatross, flies o'er the plastic seas, with wings so wide to help it glide. White spirit is so free, white spirit is so free. She feeds her young so far away on one Hawaii sand. With mouths agape, there's no escape, the tragedy of man, the tragedy of man. The albatross, the myth and legend tell. 1,000 miles she flies to feed, cross wind and tidal swell, cross wind and tidal swell. Oh, albatross, there is no time to rest. Or wave and storm through cold and warm, the young's upon the nest. The young's upon the nest. It reaches a home so far away upon the plastic shore. The young ones wait with mouth agape, but food there is no more. But food there is no more. The albatross flies o'er the plastic seas with wings so wide to help it glide. White spirit is so free. White spirit is so free.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Oh, and I have one more comment. I would like to thank the Downtown Eastside Small Arts Grants 2024 for inspiring me to be here, as well as Charlotte.
Okay, who would like to provide some riff? Janice.
Well, I heard the ancestors that I have singing Scottish and Irish sounds. The sounds they were singing was taking me to those kinds of songs and verses. So I loved it. I also loved teaching about the albatross when I was teaching high school. And so, you know, water everywhere, not a drop to drink. So thank you so much for the lovely, just wonderful understanding that the words and the song belong together. They do. They always do.
And it's another example of how a poem can become a song. Okay, we want to acknowledge again Downtown Eastside Grants helps poets and musicians to get their work out there, but it's the braveness of someone to come onto a radio station and sing. So Mary has taken part, and we are encouraging her and other people who might hear in the community. You could send a message through our station, cjsf.ca, or in the chat, she will put her contact information. Okay, that takes us on to Janice. Janice contacting and jumping in from the great city of Los Angeles. Oh, unmute you.
The universe didn't want to see me talking negative about Los Angeles, though. All right, I'm really feeling that this is a season about women and spirituality, and I wrote this back in 1994, and I was looking for an October poem, and for some reason, I don't promote too much writing in October. Something happens to me in October. So I like this one because it's the spirit I feel and the energy that I feel that's in the universe at this time. It's called Women and Spirituality. Mm. Pink hat, oblivion. Barbie, skinny legs. Plastic dreams. Floating around in a superficial lake. Abused to wannabes, wondering when people will notice. We are flesh under the cover of blood with a spirit that means more business than sex. Maybe we're in the wrong picture. Metal bracelets locking arms together with the rocks, lining the paths to our power and energy, always looking for the wrong references. 1994.
Wow. Cynthia.
I just want to say, I love the combination of imagery and strength, the power of your words and how they get inside us. And that image of pink hat oblivion and a reminder of how powerful women are, how many of us there are on the earth, and to take our power back. And thank you for your strength.
Thank you.
Janice, thank you for your words. I was not there in L.A. in 94 or 95, but I've been there several times, and you're right on, right spot on, and thank you. And as it turns out, I'm going to be in L.A. on the 21st of October, so your poem was so appropriate. Mm-hmm. So, thank you.
It's just your welcome call. Come on.
I'm doing a cacao ceremony in L.A. on the 22nd of October. So
good, very good.
What is a cacao ceremony?
It uses spiritual cacao that has been process specifically, and it everybody would have a small drink of cacao, and it captures our spirituality in a loving way, and I went back to school. I'm taking tarot lessons because I've been doing tarot for years, and I thought it would really, really be good if I was certified. So I've started a school, and the teacher of the school is publishing her first book, and it's called Intuitive Tarot, and she's having the ceremony at the same time that she brings her new book as a bringing out party. So what can I say? Life goes on. This is the next adventure.
Okay, and you're next in sharing your poem.
Well, you know, part of my adventure along the way, I was the chairman of the Street magazine called Spare Change. And when it existed, and that was an interesting experience. So I want to share my poem that's in my book. My book is called From the Other Side. And it's called It's Only a Dollar. It's only a dollar. He tossed the words out, draped in disdain, as if he was throwing something away along with the words, it's only a dollar. The metaphor language and body language conveyed his scorn for such lowly money. He was young and healthy and had a job, and contempt for the unimportant. I had just passed two beggars sitting on the sidewalk around the corner on 6th Street, asking for spare change. The speaker may have not noticed the beggars, or he may have, but he needed to look at the beggar man who was offering his passerby a gift. The opportunity to feel compassion, not by giving him or her money, but the opportunity to recognize the humanity in the beggar man. He or she had been loved as somebody's child, somebody's lover, somebody's parent, who had been defeated some way, somewhen, somehow. They are not broken people, but have taken on the role of a beggar offering a gift, the gift of an opportunity to experience compassion for our own humanity. Let's not pretend we wish it were not so, but we all need compassion for the wounds that we carry. For to be human, it is to have been hurt some way, some when, somehow, wounded by life itself. The beggar needs to be thanked for taking on this difficult role in this lifetime, thereby offering us the opportunity to learn compassion for ourselves. And that's a bargain. After all, it's only a dollar.
Wow. As you were reading that, I was seeing like a golden circle going between the hands of the beggar and the hands of the person. Just, wow, just very moving.
Oh, hi again. So it's Lance again. And well, that one, that was so good because it's just this, the reset, what's the word? Like you said, there's a chain of reciprocity. Between this idea of a gift and an affliction. So I just wanted to point that out, that was beautiful. Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now our next person is Cynthia.
And I love in Neil's poem how he reminds us that everyone is someone's father, someone's parent, someone's son, someone's family. Mm-hmm. A reminder that people aren't disposable, they're someone's family. So I really like that.
Okay, and as you're coming up next, could you introduce yourself to our audience,
listeners? I'm Cynthia Sharp. I'm a Vancouver poet and novelist. And I'm writing right now with an artist, Jillie Watson. We have a display that's free to see at Hearth Gallery on Bowen Island. If you're in Vancouver, you can hop on the ferry as a foot passenger. Just walk up 2 minutes, and my poems and her art are on the walls at Hearth Gallery on Bowen Island. And my books, Ordinary Light and Rainforest and Russet, and a few other ones, are in libraries through BC. So I'll post the link in the chat to the Burnaby Public Library, where my books are. So I'm going to read a poem I wrote to Jillie Watson's painting Sanctuary. I posted it in the chat for the people here. For the people listening on the radio, it's like she painted the inside of the trees, and I just love her vibrant use of color. And so I called my poem Evergreen Altar. Stay focused and strong in the saffron night, starlight sprinkled in soft trunks of demure cedar, a realm of rose highlights sparkling in aurora borealis. Shadows won't catch you if you beam toward radiance, no longer manipulated by misguided obligation to enter any murkiness not meant for you. Inhale the auspicious candescence, infused with the scent of conifer, a candle along a pomelo path to your inner child. Stream along starlit stones in forest soil, through blood vessel rivulets to dissolution, the return to nothing, reborn in light, arteries pulsating, universe creating, destination in sight. Flow to the heart, the inner transcendence of trees, a rapt mummy in womb time bliss to eternity, one with the altar of earth. So there's kind of a tree theme here on the West Coast. Yeah, the forest is healing. That's my poem.
And I can't see your hand. Who would like to give Janice some riff, the respectful,
Cynthia,
inspiring, yes, friendly feedback?
Cynthia, your voice is so sweet that it sounds like a person who is a parent reading to a child to put the child to sleep. It's so calming and so... There's a sweetness to your voice that adds to your words, so that as we are, I always think about symbolism like eating or whatever, and that there's a sweet taste to the way you express things. And I like it that your picture is supposed to be the inside of the tree, and you are delving inside. Not usually we become such an awe of the outside and the branches and the fruit and forget about what is happening inside and then the roots and so on, that there is so much more to this tree than just the outside picture. And thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you so much, Janice. Yeah, I think my poems are a combination of meditation and poetry.
Yes.
So I'm glad that came through. So thank you for my...
Thank you.
Yeah. What came through, too, is that inner transcendence. I was feeling the colors. Like, it felt like going soul. My ears were on this trip through the, like a fire. Just beautiful. Beautiful imagery and beautiful way that you read and expressed and shared it with us. Well, I have a poem that's a tree poem as well.
I better go look for a tree poem.
Okay, it's called Hush, Hush. Hush, hush, stop and listen to that tree. Its leaves rustle a special message to see. See it with your ears. See it with the lobes and canals pulsing from your heart. Hush, hush, slow the pace of your walking in a rush. The 10-minute path around your sit spot expands new melodies and bass lines. Slow, stop, and listen. Dew falling on a leaf does more than glisten. Listen intensely, follow the trails. Hear the caterpillar faintly picking at the bark. Hear the bird warning others to back off. From deep within a lamentation song, honors past neighbors sawn or burned down, removed from their sacred now hollow grounds. Hush, hush, the trees are speaking to us.
I love the onomatopoeia, the way your words sound like what they mean, the hush, and how we've been talking today about sonnet ties in with Mary singing and ties in with what Janice said about how our voices are part of it. I just love the way that you read and the way it transports me. Thank you for your gift.
Oh, thank you. So now we're going to go on to our next round. And going back to Vance.
Back to me. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So this poem I wrote about 10 years ago, and it really was about, I heard in the news, and growing up in downtown Eastside, heard in the news something about, you know, Canada's poorest postal code called V6A. And it's no longer Canada's poorest postal code. I mean, I know there's worse. So it was really my sort of response to stereotypes and just kind of more of a reaction, you know. So here it goes. Anyways, sounds more like a rap than a poem, really. It's entitled V6A. V6A, it's in my system. Why don't you just listen instead of dissing? We're not just like normal hometown folk, not a poverty joke who's high on crack or smoking dope. For your sensations of your categorization, you call it a sub-organization, but you know it's really, really hating on us. Like we versus them and I versus you, I can't understand why, V6A, you're branding us fools. V6A, you say it's all-inclusive, diverse, but I'm not stupid, creative, and not abusive. Come on then and choose us. V6A, I'm not here to carry your load just because you're afraid of a postal code. V6A, I stand ready to be the thing you love most, how really it should be. So V6A, yeah, the postal code, time to be ready, willing, and able. All truth be told, I didn't ask to join your job hunting club. That's been gentrified, petrified, and all of the above. You say that I don't qualify once I'm processed, but hey, it's just easier, and it costs less. Through a scanner, your optical hammer, I opt out, but I come out as a digital jammer. Now, V6A properties may triple in value. Myself, I own nothing but V6A, I have you. You're on my letters, on my headers, in my emails, and it only gets better. Gentrified, petrified, and all of the above. Send urgency to you, sir, with love. Because V6A, when I think of you as myself, no prejudice here, I'm going stealth. I'm continue to thrive, survive at best. V6A, I'll lay you to rest. Living on the edge, back to my reality, the GTS, it is what it will be.
Amazing, awesome. Oh, lick my fingers. Oh, Cynthia, did you have a comment?
Yeah, I love the rhythm of that read. Oh, man, that's powerful. And what a great way to get the content across.
Neil, I think Neil is momentarily muted.
Unmute.
Yes, I have construction going on in my house, so I was interrupted. So, but I love his work, so thank you.
I had a comment. I especially like when people come up with new combinations of words or just invent words, and I loved digital jabber. I'm stealing that. I'm going to be thinking about it and creating with it, because as we move through technology, whether we like it or not, old folks like us got to adapt to this, and we have to contract into it and extract from it all of it. And I've been writing since 2001 on a novel, and it's treacherous as soon as I get near the technology. So I love digital jabber, my favorite new words.
I'm feeling that word too. It's like jabber. It tells you to download, get secondary verification of who you are. But I love that. It has a nice rhythm. And it really is great for raising consciousness, because I didn't know about V6A. And
the stereotyping that sometimes, because I wonder, a lot of times you apply for something and they ask you your postal code, and they're like, why do they want your postal code?
Well, I'm just sort of also making reference to how technology, digital jammer, means that I want to, like, sort of buck the system, because when you send the resume in, mm-hmm. they have algorithms.